Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let's go to Highland, check it hit the wall. Now we won't fall, yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line, yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time, yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme, uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine, uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally, okay. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet, sweet. That nigga's pushing the weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Good, y'all. It's your girl, Miss Kiko. You're tuning in to BOE for the pages of the airwaves, and we're going to get it on and popping as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl, Lene. Let's get this show started. I'm going to start off with a song because I'm waiting for my boy 6000 to join me. So I'm going to start off with a song. And that song is one of my, is turns out to be my favorite for this year. Yep, my favorite for this year is Danny Boy's Crazy. Yep, my boy 6000 to join us on the show tonight.
Down my face, keep touching the spot where you used to lay. Wish you could walk back through that door. I wanna see your face. Wish I could hear those three words that you used to say. Like I want you, or I need you. Gotta have you, and I love you. Now you with him. Cause you left me. You say you love him. Bitch, that's crazy. Now you got me drinking, smoking, hoping that you come back to me. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Cause I love my day. I got the candles lit. Is my mind playing tricks? Or have I lost my way? It's hurting me, baby. Cause God knows I really try to make it right my way. But all along, could I have been wrong to love you? Maybe I was crazy. I've been thinking about this every day. Baby, I'm just human and I make mistakes. Please don't tell me it's too late to save love and bring you back to me. Why can't you trust me like I trust you? I'll be here waiting. I won't rush you. I know you're with him and you love me. You say you love him, damn. You got me drinking, smoking, hoping that you come back to me, yeah. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Cause I lost my way. I got the candles lit. Is my mind playing true? Or have I lost my way? It's hurting me, baby. Cause God knows I really tried.
So welcome. I've been here. What's up? How are you? Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hope everybody's having a beautiful night. What's up, bro? Okay, what are you doing, dude?
She's still there?
Hello?
At once.
What are you doing, dude?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you and your echo. How you doing?
I'm good, dude.
Good. So I guess we're going to have multiple roles tonight here. I brought a guest, former educator. In that we're talking about teachers and school supplies, so I want to welcome everybody to the show. Sharon, this is Road. Road, this is Sharon.
How are you?
Please take care of that feedback.
One second. Can you hear now?
Yeah, but it's still echoing.
Can you hear me?
Much better. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Because I'm using the tablet as well as on the phone. That's where
okay.
the echo is coming from. So, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, once again, welcome to Six and Road tonight, a special edition. We are here. Hope everybody's having a great night.
The pages to the airwaves. That is the name of the show.
Well, that part.
So, when we start, I was telling you earlier about this year. Well, the new school year is about to start in September, and a lot of teachers need supplies for their students. So they've created Amazon wish lists to get the supplies they need. But most of these teachers, they pay for it out of pocket with their money, but they don't make a lot of money, so they need help. So what I wanted us to do as, you know, as state, as what us to do is be a part of that. Your station, my station, we will be a part of that, and we will help teachers in our area get the supplies they need for the starting of the new school year. You know, a lot of teachers, you know, they teach kindergarten, you know, first grade, second, you know, and they need a lot of stuff. And plus, the school books that they are using is outdated. When they're teaching,
yeah.
that the schools get them to teach their lessons is outdated.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was telling you earlier, there's a lady on TikTok who's a teacher who has a list of 4,200 teachers that need supplies for the school year. And actually, you know, post her videos every day about it. People will go to her list, click on the link to whatever teacher they want to help, and they will buy
mm-hmm.
items. And then once all the teacher's items is brought, she goes back on the list and says number so-and-so is all cleared, meaning that they got all their supplies. So you'll see a lot of them highlighted to let you know that they got their stuff.
Okay,
like
that's
said,
excellent.
She's a teacher as well, but she didn't put her wish list on her list. And but she did have her own wish list, and she shared a video the other day saying that she don't know who, but someone, because she said, even though I'm a teacher, I don't want you to help me. I want you to help the other teachers. So she was, you know, being selfless. You know, people wanted to help her. She said, no, don't worry about me. Help the other teachers. But
uh-huh.
someone still went in on her wish list and brought her almost all her items. She only had one item left on her wish list to be brought, but I'm sure it's brought by now.
What is that item? What is it?
No, it's probably already brought. But I'm just saying, when I saw the video, she was saying she only had one item left because people were buying her items for her. But she said it's not a, you know, she was crying in the video as she was saying, you know, people were buying the stuff for her. And she said it's not, even though I am a teacher, it's not about me. It's about those other teachers. Because like I said, the teachers don't make a lot. And, you know, school supplies ain't like how it was back in the day when our parents was buying us school supplies. Because back in the day, you can get a whole stack of
It's called paper.
No, composition notebooks. You can get a whole stack of composition notebooks. It'd be like a stack of five for like a low price. And parents used to, you know, because since if they had a lot of kids, they would get more than one stack. But now that, you know, stuff is becoming expensive, that even parents can't afford to buy it, that, you know, the teachers say, you know what, we need this for the class. I know there's students that I have in my class may not be able to afford it. So I'm going to go out my way and buy it so that that student can have or other students can have the supplies they need for the new school year. And the lady said it was 4,200 teachers on that list that she was helping to get their wish list done before the new school year started. So I was like, you know what, I sent the lady a comment on a video.
I would like to help you explain
to me, you know, because, you know, with Amazon, and this has happened to my mother using Amazon, is that when you ordering something off of Amazon and you're having it sent to someone else, you have to put that person's address when you're ordering it. Right? So you have to put their address when you're ordering it for it to be shipped to them, even though it's coming from your account.
So, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but have you tried to ask Amazon for a donation instead of ordering
it? I don't know. Well, the lady, she posted a list. It's a list. It's a like a spreadsheet. You know, I won't say spreadsheet. Like a, it's a PDF list. So when you go onto her PDF list, it has it has each teacher's Amazon wish list link. And you click on it, it takes you to their page where you pick out which item you're going to buy. But for me, I'm like, this is nice, but I don't really understand it. That's why I was saying to her, and she explained it, because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to help. And then I go pay for something, and it's supposed to be for the teacher, and it gets sent to me and not the teacher. So that's the part I was having trouble with understanding. But she sort of kind of answered it, but not really. So I haven't done it yet, but I want to. There's a teacher in my area, well, not my area, but in my state, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, who needs supplies. And I was like, I'm going to start with my area first, being that I'm in Jersey, and the teachers that I see that's in Jersey or New York, I'm going to help because those are my two areas.
Right.
Before I go out and help some teachers that's in Florida, when I can help the teachers that's already in my area.
Well, every little bit helps. I have Mr. Wolfgang. Hello, sir. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right. Thank you for taking time out to hang with us tonight. Appreciate that. And incidentally, tomorrow, Ms. Sharon will be on the 6 Eyes Radio Network show tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, talking about her life, her being an educator and such. So we're going to have that at 1 p.m. Eastern. The number is 515-605-9340, so make sure you check that out. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'd just like to make the comment of when I was going to school, there were some teachers that encouraged me. Those were the ones that I really appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there were those who, even when I told them things that I was that I felt called to, if you will, and they kind of poo-pooed the notion. But I do know the teachers that encourage the students are mm-hmm. the ones that get, you know, that really I've seen the students get further into and do the best. But I've always been the kind of person, if a teacher says you ain't going to do something, I'm just the kind of person that says, well, I'll prove you wrong. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example because, yes, they even have teachers when you go to a guide dog school, a dog guide school. Okay? The trainer is basically a teacher. They teach you how to handle the dog. And the first dog guide that I had, the trainer – teacher, if you will, as he was teaching me how to handle my first dog guide, he had this real bad attitude, if you will. And he kept always saying, you're not going to leave this school with this dog. You're not going to leave this school with this dog. And I made up in my mind, I'm leaving this school with this dog. And I did. So, but some students with that kind of a trainer probably would not have succeeded. But and then I had the other two trainers that I had, with the other two dogs I had, they were more encouraging, and that's why I appreciated that. So that's why I thought I'd bring that up.
That's great that you were determined not to give up and not let the teacher's attitude deter you from deter you from getting your guide dogs.
I just wanted to make a comment. I've been an educator for like over 30 years, and it's a shame that we're still going through the same thing we've been going through for a long time, as far as teachers paying money and stuff out of their pockets. And there are so many big companies like Amazon. Instead of paying for these items, they should be donating those items. And I just saw Amazon donate over $100,000 to the food bank. If they can donate that, they can donate supplies where you don't have to go through paying for these items and try to distribute those items to certain teachers and stuff coming out of your account or their account. They should be donating that as a tax write-off.
You're right.
I agree.
It is a tax write-off.
I agree.
Even though Jeff Bezos owns Amazon, he's the owner of it, there's other people running it. Like, he's still the head of it. But there's people that's under him that's really running Amazon.
But they should follow his guidelines that he set forth in his mission statement.
Right. He hired them. But those, like the people that he hired as the people that handle the money, that type of decision to donate, it has to go through them. They have to approve it. Even though it is a tax write-off, they're the ones who has to approve it.
So how can
because
we get them to approve it?
They're the ones handling the money. They're the ones that know where the money goes, when the money is coming in, when the money is going out. This is a good idea. They bring it to him, and then he goes, sure, go ahead and do it.
Well, that's to answer the question, how? As to answering the question on how to get Amazon to take action and start donating, if enough educators would get on Amazon and on their comment section and say, hey, I'm an educator, and it would be nice if you guys would help us out. We're educating the next generation. We're helping out with the next generation. It would be a help to us to get these supplies, and we really need these supplies. I think there's power in numbers. Okay, there's power in numbers, and if you get enough people saying that, I mean, if you get like 100 million educators all going to Amazon saying something, they're going to do something.
Right,
and I'm sure Missionary Ken, there was a lot of teachers who probably went to a lot of companies and said, you know, we could use help, but some companies and the heads of these companies, if it's not, they don't want to be a part of certain stuff because it's not making them money.
Well, it's not about them making money because they already have the money. They have the money through consumers. Okay,
I know Amazon has the money, Sharon, but there are some people who, even though they have the money, they want to keep making money, and when the idea comes across their path by someone that works at the company, if it doesn't benefit them in any kind of way, like saying they donated to all to teachers in a certain area, that's a good look for Amazon. But there are some companies
Instead of going to Amazon, go to one of their competitors like Walmart, because I know Walmart do a lot more donations than Amazon, and they're not losing money because they can write that off on their taxes.
Right.
This is money they already have. Okay, so it's a shame that they can't do this, and I'm sure a lot of their parents are customers of these companies. And that's where it starts from the parents, okay? So if you can get together parents that's willing to write to them, do a petition or whatever you need to do, and say, our kids are suffering, we don't have the supplies. And this has been going on for years, okay? I've been teaching like over 37 years, and we're still talking about teachers paying for supplies out of their pocket. So why should
what
they have to do this?
What they need, what the government needs to do is give the teachers a better paying wage. Because this is how I see it. Who should be at the top of the list to be the high paid is first responders, teachers. Those professions should be at the top of the list as highly paid.
Right.
We're paying athletes millions of dollars just to put a ball through a hoop, to hit a ball with a bat, to throw a ball through a goalpost. To kick a ball through the goalpost, to catch the ball at the end zone, paying millions of dollars. These athletes are being paid millions of dollars to do all of that, but is barely making it, and they're teaching your children education.
I know. Well, you know, we had that argument for a long time.
You gonna make it?
And we could talk about that until we blew in the face, and it's not going to happen because they never believe that the job that we're doing is important. Okay, it's all about making money. So, at the same time, it's like we as educators, instead of thinking about raising our salaries, we need to put the focus on the kids more. Like you said, with the supplies. Because they're never going to change their attitudes about us as teachers. and it's been going on for a long time. So now we need to change that focus, put it on the kids, put it on the parents, have the parents make the argument for their own children with supplies. And that's where it starts. The education starts within the home, and that's where the parents are at.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna gather some parents, where you're teaching at, sign a petition or whatever it is, or have them start reaching out to these companies, because like I said, they're never gonna look at us as being important as teachers. It's all about the kids. It's always been about the children. So if they don't have the heart to help the kids, then we don't need to be dealing with that company. Okay?
So as I was saying earlier, is that, like I said, the lady's a teacher. And she got, see if I could pull up the list. If I could pull up her list, and I could tell you exactly. Because she was like, yeah, it's 4,200. My bad. I didn't mean, so it's, sorry about for the background noise. But it's 4,200. And every time a teacher's wish list is full, the whole thing, she goes back into the list. She goes back into the list and she highlights it to let you know that this teacher got all their supplies. And so it's going down as people, because, you know, with TikTok, if you can, if the video will come down your timeline over and over, even though you saw it already, or a different video with the same message may come down your timeline. So you,
that sounds so confusing and complicated. It shouldn't be that complicated.
No, it's not. Because
teachers are buying supplies, they should be able to write some of that stuff on their taxes, off on their own taxes.
So now there's other people putting up videos and saying, oh, can you help with the future wish list? But I don't know if these other people are teachers or they're just people, you know, just trying to help.
Right. So have they tried to reach out to their local churches or libraries or supplies or Office Depot?
So the
Office Max, because a lot of the supplies you need is going to be in those type of companies.
So right now I'm looking at it. Well, I guess she's a teacher. She says, how I cleared my teacher Amazon wish list. And she's telling, I guess she's doing the video to tell other teachers how she did it. But the video I was looking for, because how I saw the video in the first place was a person whose page I follow, because he does food reviews, she figured, because he does food reviews and people like when he does the food reviews and they go to the restaurant, that he's, you know, that he's trying out, doing the review on. So she figured she can get him to participate in it, that other people will follow suit and help out. And so he did. So him and his wife donated, he said, I don't know if he donated 5,000 to a lady, or that he spent 5,000 in order to help with the wish list. for the teachers. And then she did the same video again, and she asked Mr. Beast to help. He's a influencer. He became this big influencer, so and someone is doing the teacher wish list giveaway. And they said five teachers will win their classroom wish list up to $1,000. A $250 gift card to Pink. I don't know what Pink Lily is, but to shop for new wardrobe for. Oh, so not only, well, this person is. So the person who owns Pink Lily, which is a boutique, is doing a giveaway for the teachers. So five teachers will get $1,000 for their wish list, plus $250 from the store themselves so they can get new wardrobe for the new school year. I think that's very nice to do that. And you're helping five teachers out, and their wish list will be done. Because a lot of the stuff is most of the teacher's stuff is under $1,000 anyway. So they will have their stuff paid for, plus probably extra money to get more stuff. Because, you know, I think a lot of teachers don't put everything they need. They just put, they know what people maybe can afford to buy off their wish list.
Right.
But I'm trying to find the actual lady that I was looking at her page. Let's just see if I can find. I'm trying to find her page so I can click on her list to see how many teachers are left. Yeah, so... I'm not able to find it right at the moment, but so that's what I wanted to do. Me and, you know, Sticks get together with both of our radio stations, and we help out teachers. That's basically what I wanted us to do, and that on, like, every time we're live, you say... we have an initiative, the Help a Teacher initiative, and then you explain it, and, you know, people that are listening that want to help, they can send, you know, if they want to send a donation, or we'll give them a link to a teacher's wish list, and they can go, you know, they can go themselves to Amazon or wherever the teacher's wish list is and purchase the items for the teacher.
Okay.
Or if they want to make a donation, they'll send the donation to either of our Cash App, and we'll take that money, go to a teacher's wish list. And because, you know, when you order, you can also put in like a gift card, not a gift card, but a card, like a note card to have a little note to say who it's from.
And then it could say from Six Eyes Radio Network, World Star and Radio, that we, you know, invite, if people want to help, they could, you know, if they want to make the donation,
so, I mean, how much of that is going to the kids, though? I hear you talking about the wardrobe and stuff for the
teachers.
It's just
to help the kids. That's what this wish list is about.
No, but I heard
the
you say something about
what teachers are using in the classroom to educate the kids. That's what the wish list is about.
I know, but I heard you say something about wardrobe for the teachers.
No, that was a giveaway.
Okay.
That was a giveaway that a boutique is doing. So the boutique is helping out teachers by, so say like you do the giveaway, you enter the giveaway, right? And you are picked. You're one of the five. The boutique is giving you $1,000 to fulfill your wish list. So even though your wish list may be less than 1,000, you can double what's already on your list because you're getting $1,000, and they're also giving the teacher a gift card to their store to buy a wardrobe. So being that they're a boutique, you can get you a wardrobe that you can wear for the first day of school or whatever day of school you want to wear it, you know? So that's what they're doing for the giveaway. So not only are they fulfilling the teacher's wish list, they can get all the items they need to teach the kids, they want to help the teacher as well because, I thought that was nice. But they're doing five, they're picking five teachers only.
Okay.
But I think the more people who see that and want to enter, they might expand some more. Excuse me. The more people, the more teachers that, or somebody might see that and say, how can I add to that what you already given away? So more teachers, not just five, can get something.
That's right.
You know, people might want to donate to that, and then more teachers than just five can get, you know, the money they need for their wish list plus a new wardrobe for school.
So what company is that?
The place was called the Pink Lily.
Okay.
So they might be an online boutique, and that's why they're giving it away a gift card, because they might be an online boutique. So wherever the teachers are located, then there probably won't be a Pink Lily in their area. So if it's an online boutique, that's good. They could go online, look at the stuff they sell. They see something they like. They got $250. That's not coming out of their pocket to buy clothes that they can wear for the new school year.
Right. That sounds good, but when I think about being an educator, I'm thinking about maybe the kids should get a new wardrobe for the first day of school, new backpacks, shoes, and coats and stuff like that. Of course, we're, you know, like, suffering as an educator, not making that much money, but our whole purpose is to educate kids and helping those families that's in need. So I don't know. all I'm saying is that just trying to keep the focus on what we're trying to do as an educator, helping the kids. And I think you will probably get more companies that will get
but
more
I don't
involved.
Think boutique. See, this boutique may not sell kids' clothes, and
right,
they want to help
I
teachers
understand.
Out.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying just trying to keep the focus on the kids. That's all I'm saying.
And I was growing up, when I was growing up, they told us that every dollar, and Wolfgang, you remember this, and Sharon, you should remember this too.
Yes.
They said every dollar purchased with a Ohio lottery ticket, every dollar goes back into the school system. Now, the only thing I remember them giving us from the Ohio lottery was those green bootleg, supposedly imitation trapper keepers. The little zip up green thing. It wasn't no trapper keeper, but it was like a little zip up where you could put your notebooks and stuff in. Then it had like a clear section where you could have like for a book report or something like that. That's the only thing they ever gave us. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's all I remember them ever doing.
That money, the money from the lotto does not really go to the schools. Because trust me, that's what they say. Well, when the schools are not getting that much, because when you think about it, as much money as he would spend on the lotto, the schools should already have, like, the schools should be having $1 billion each, as much as people spend on the lotto. There's so many schools struggling that the schools have to close down because they're struggling. They have to send. When I was in high school, there was a Catholic high school that had to shut their doors down, and the students from that school were transferred to my school. So instead of graduating from their school, the students from that school was transferred to my high school, and they graduated from my high school because the school couldn't stay open. Even though the parents were paying the tuition, they still couldn't keep the doors open.
And you know why they can't keep the doors open? Because I know someone that worked for the school system as a...
No, but this is a Catholic school. Catholic and public. Public schools get the money from the lotto. Catholic schools don't because they consider it private.
But
so they consider
I'm
it
about,
like a.
I'm talking about public schools.
Yeah, but what I was talking about was I went to a Catholic high school, and it was another Catholic high school that had to shut down, even though the kids were paying the tuition every month. They had to shut down. And they had to ship their students to other schools in the students' district for them to go to finish high school.
Well, I remember them doing the same thing in a public school. I went to Elliott, Charles W. Elliott, and students from Jamison had to go there. Because they were shutting their schools down. And what I'm saying to you is, it's not the school that's struggling, it's the kids and the parents. Because the people that's in the higher up positions, I know someone that works as a secretary at a public school in Cleveland, and every year they take trips that's all expenses paid. And they go out to different cities, and they have all this food. They pay for their hotels, the airline flights, and everything. And she's been working for them for like 30-something years. And that's how long she's been doing that. So that's where a lot of the money is going to. So they can get out and enjoy themselves. Of course, they're going to say, well, this is all about the schools and stuff. They have their meetings in the morning, but at night they have their parties. They have an open bar, lobster, steaks, all of this kind of stuff in different types of cities, in Florida and Houston and different places like that. She have traveled all over the United States, and everything is paid for it. Through the schools, and it's not getting nothing to the kids. So the only one that's really struggling is the children and their parents. The schools is not suffering. Like I said, the principals and all the secretaries, all the ones that's working and higher up in the office, they're the ones that's benefiting from all this money that's going into it. It's a shame, but what can we do right now?
That is unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
That's why I was saying all that money from the lotto ain't really going to the schools, because then schools, if that was the case, schools shouldn't be struggling.
It's going to the schools, but it's not going to the kids and the teachers. It's going to the people that's running
the
school board.
The schools are getting the money, but They shouldn't be struggling. As much as we, as Americans, spend on the lotto, if you can spend $100 on the lotto every time you want to play the lotto, that money should be going to the school. It goes to the school, but not all of it. They give the school a portion, and then they say, "Oh, here's $50,000." And you got to split, and out of that $50,000, they say this $50,000 got to go to these five schools in this district, got to be split between these five schools in these districts. No one wants to split $50,000, even though the schools are in the same district. No one wants to split $50,000. If I'm the principal of the school, I would love the whole $50,000. The whole $50,000 will help, not just a piece of it.
Right. But see, the way they look at it, look, we're giving you something versus nothing. So that's how they look at it. And then the person, they ain't gonna refuse it. You know. So there you go. But it doesn't make any sense. Cleveland got all the money in the world for sports, and I say this. I say the Cleveland Browns, they should get paid based on their performance. And anything under standards that's below should go toward the schools. And that'll offset that. Because it don't make no sense they get paid all that money. Even if they don't play, don't get dirty, don't get grass stained on that uniform, they're still getting paid. But they're getting paid in that shitty team.
All right.
You know, it don't make any sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. It's all about priorities. What's important? And educating kids is not important. It never have been, and it never will be.
Why do you think that is?
It's all about greed. Just like I was telling you, the money is going to the schools, but it's going to the higher ups, the principals, the secretaries. If they could have all this money to travel around all over the United States, all expenses paid, all your food paid, your hotel, okay, your airline fee, your drinks, and I'm telling you, my friend she has been working for the school system, Cleveland Public School, for over 30-something years, and this is what she's been telling me. Okay, so that's what the money is going to. They can go out and spend all this money on that, and then you telling me kids don't have the supplies they need? That's some BS right there. That's where it starts, from the top. It's all about greed.
But what about the cliche? What about the cliche that teachers throw around? Hey, you're our future. Well, how can they be the future? First, they got to live to be the future. And then they have to have the resources and education and funding and materials they need, resources in order to become the future. So why throw that sand around if it's not being upheld?
Because it's all about money. That's the bottom line about everything in this world. It's all about greed.
Wow.
I mean, you working for a school, you call yourself a principal, but you don't have no principals. You seeing kids there that's struggling. I mean, I've been, like, working with kids, and sometimes they come to school dirty and don't have the right clothes, the right shoes or whatever, and I would buy those things. And some of the parents would be so prideful, they don't want to take it. But me being a compassionate educator and seeing a child struggling and not being able to learn because they're being teased in school because of what they don't have, it's hurtful. But nobody cares about that. It's all about money. And I saw that working in daycares to where they were taking federal-funded money for food, and we would go to the park, and the kids would eat hot dogs and hamburgers, and the directors of the daycares would be grilling steaks and lobsters on the grill and feeding the kids that. So you tell me, and that's on a lower level as far as a daycare. I saw it all. So nobody cares about that. It's all about the kids. And they always have been, and they always will be as far as I'm concerned.
So I found the teacher's wish list. The lady who made the post found her wish list. A lot of these teachers have gotten what they wanted on the wish list. And companies, not just individual people helping, companies have helped. I see where there was a company, the Prodigy something that Claire wanted the teacher's wish list. So not only individual people are helping out, companies are helping out. So this is a good look. So this is a good look for the company. You know, we know it's a tax write-off, but it's a good look for the company. And then the teacher said, oh, I would like to thank such and such company for helping me fulfill my wish list for the new school year. And my people hearing that people telling the company thank you, they were like, oh, let me go check out this company to help out this teacher. And then they were like, oh, and see what, you know, what the company offers. So that would be a good thing for us. So this will help also expand our brand of what, because when you send it out, you send it, if you buy something and you're sending it to the teacher, you can send it with a note that says, send it with a little note that says, thank you for doing what you do with the gift that whatever they wanted, whatever you got them on their wish list, with the station name on it, say from 6000 to 6000 Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? And the teachers would be like, oh, I got my wish list fulfilled by, and they, when they, you know, if they send out a video, because most people are going to do a video thank, most of the teachers might do a video thank you and say the company's name that helped them out or the individual person that helped them out. They might do a video thank you.
and hoping that the person who helped them out will see it, because your information is not going to be attached with the stuff, but I'm going to send you a thank you note to say thank you for buying the stuff off my wish list. This is going to be your name and whatever you write in the thank you note. And she doesn't just help teachers in the U.S., teachers in Canada, in the U.K. So she's helping teachers all around the world get the supplies they need to teach these students. And I think that's a great thing, being that she's a teacher as well. She's not just focused on herself. She knows as a teacher herself how hard it is to teach kids when you ain't got all the supplies you need, depending on what grade you're teaching.
Yeah. So, if you listen to us tonight and you want to help, you know, a teacher out by buying something off their wish list, World Starter Radio, 6 Hours Radio Network, I've joined together to do that, to help teachers out with their wish list. So, if you're listening to your teacher and you need help getting items from your wish list, you can go to roadstarter.net and contact us there.
So, excuse me. So you're in New Jersey, right?
So that's why I was saying in our areas. So you and Sticks are in Ohio, in Cleveland. So I was saying, if I see a teacher's name that's in Cleveland, Ohio, I will pass the teacher's name and wish list along the six so that he can help people, teachers in his area. Instead of,
okay,
like, you see what I'm saying? Instead of, like, I'm originally from New York, so I would help a teacher in New York, a teacher in Jersey. Six will help teachers in Cleveland. Even though there's teachers all over that need help, but when it's close to home, you start there first.
Right.
Because the teachers in your own area, I'm going to send a teacher in Washington a wish list when there's teachers in my area that need help.
I mean, so are you under some type of foundation for the teachers?
No, we're not. Me and Six been doing this since we started Sixth and Road, where we would do an initiative to help, you know, to help out. So when I saw this with the teachers, I said, you know what, this would be good for me and Six to, you know, talk about on the radio and then also help out and get other, by talking about it on air, getting other people involved where we can give them a teacher's wish list and they can just take the list themselves and, you know, fulfill a teacher's wish list. Or they can make a donation to us. And we will go in, like I said earlier, I saw that there was a teacher in Ohio, but she was like Columbus, Ohio, but that's still to me considered your area, being that you're in Ohio, even though you're not in Columbus, you're in Cleveland, but still it's Ohio, that you would help, let's say you would help the teacher out in Columbus. And then you get a group of people.
So is there a name that you're under right now, or?
No, there's a site that this teacher put together that she's doing. It's her list of teachers in different states that need help. So what I'm doing. I'm not speaking for nobody else, but as far as what I'm doing is I'm going through her list and looking for teachers that are in my area.
I understand.
So I did, I'm from New York and I live in Jersey. I found a teacher out in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, who I want to help. So I'm going to click the link for the teacher that's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, buy either two or three items off her wish list for her. And then
I understand.
I will have to put a note in there, and it would say from my name, my company's name, or the radio station's name, and say this is from my name, the radio station's name, and the teacher would see it, and when she say, "Oh, thank you," and she might do a thank you, but she might, because it's social media. Because of social media, everybody gets on social media, and they make videos and stuff to say thank you, because she doesn't have my information to send me a thank you note. So she might go on social media and say thank you to such and such for purchasing the items off my website.
So you have contacts with people in different states?
No, I don't have contacts. There's a teacher who put up a list of other teachers in different states wish list. All you do is go to her site. All you do is go to her site, click on that teacher's wish list.
So what it is,
she just put the
list
up.
What it is, it's a lady. It's a lady that was an educator. Okay.
She's
a teacher. She's a teacher herself. So she compiled a list of teachers around the country, different cities, different states. And they have wish lists. So if you feel, you know, compassionate enough to go and help meet the needs of these teachers because they're paying out of pocket. So it's just a list, you know. And obviously, you know, you start, you know, where you live first, and then you branch out if you want. But it's just about helping these teachers knock down the cost of these items so they won't have to purchase themselves, but somebody can give a donation. That's what it is.
And that's what I'm saying. So, like, you're good friends with Six. So, if Six does it, let's just say there was a teacher in Cleveland, right? And I say, Six is a teacher in Cleveland. Here's the link to her wish list. And if you want to help, you can, you know, say, here, Six, tell me one thing off on the list. I would send that money to you, and you can take that off the list. So, like, people want to donate, they can donate whatever, you know, donate.
And it might be simple.
To help
might be
take
pencil,
stuff
pen,
off the
papers,
list.
Glue, you know.
What I'm asking you is that I'm not buying the supplies myself. I'm donating the money.
So you would say whatever his Cash App is, and the people who want to help will send $5, $10 to the Cash App. Six would take all that money and buy stuff off the teacher's wish list, and everybody who sent a donation name will be on the note cards. The teacher, you will make sure there's like a note card that goes with it, so when the teacher gets it, he will know this came from Six Eyes Radio Network, plus the people who donated money to take an item off the teacher's wish list. Say if you was a company, you can do it. And under your company's name. So it would say, let's just say Sharon LLC. So it would say, you'll write a little note to the teacher saying thank you, saying that you appreciate what she's doing, educating the kids. And it would say, from Sharon LLC, and your name as the CEO, founder of the company. And the teacher would get that. And if she decides you want to make a thank you, she probably would do a video thank you from her social media and say, thank you to Sharon and LC, but now I have what I need to teach the kids in the new school year.
Mm-hmm.
So by the teacher doing a video thank you, or the person who's wish list, the lady, the teacher that made the put the list together that anybody can go and click on, she might do a video thank you and say thank you for, you know, buying the stuff.
Let me ask you this. So how would I know that the money that I'm sending is actually being used for the supplies?
Because it's going directly to the teacher. Even though she has the teacher's link to her wish list, it's going directly to the teacher.
It's going to the teacher. Then how did I know that the teacher is using that money to buy supplies for a kid?
No, the teacher's not getting the money. The teacher doesn't get the money. The money is to go. So say, like, okay, I say, send me your donation to the PayPal, right? And you send it to the PayPal. All the donations that are generated in that PayPal is going to pay for everything that's brought off that wish list. So no one's keeping your money. Is going directly to the wish list, because when you click on the link, whatever teacher you pick, whatever teacher in your area you pick, when you click on their wish list, it takes you directly to the Amazon wish list. And you will see all the items that's on your list. You pick the item you want to buy. If you want to get all of them, you put all of them in the cart. It's going to total up what everything is going to cost. And then however you're going to pay for it, you pay for it, and the item goes directly to the teacher who you wish list it is.
Okay, now I understand. I mean, because I'm sure a lot of people that's hearing that, they want to know that it's going directly to that cause.
That's the same question I had, because being that she had the link to the teacher's wish list, if I'm spending my money, is it going? Plus, I wanted to know if I buy an item, I don't want it to come because I even though I click on the teacher's wish list, because you know sometimes you can order something for somebody else and they send it to you instead of that person. Because like I was saying earlier, it happened to my mother where she was ordering something for my niece. And it was, when she looked, it was going to be sent to the house instead of to my niece, so she had to call, she had to go back in and change it before they shipped, because it would have came to the house instead of to my niece, and my niece lives in Washington. So that's why I asked the question to the teacher to make sure that if, you know, I want to help, and I don't want to pay for a teacher's item, and then somehow it gets sent to me instead of the teacher. Like, what am I going to do with the item? I'm not a teacher, so I didn't want that to happen. That's why I was trying to get her to explain that part. But then I figured it out that once you whatever person you pick to buy up their teacher's wish list, the items will go directly to them. And then I guess she will get notified that the teacher got all their stuff, and then she'll clear them out so that no one else can click on their link to go buy them stuff because they already got what they needed.
Well, that's great. So I think a lot of people have those same questions I have. I'm going to make sure it's going directly to what I'm paying for. Yeah. Because it's so many different, I'm like scam. I'm not saying it's a scam, but people are skeptical. You know, they want to help, but they want to know whatever they're helping is going to the right cause and not into anyone's pocket, because people do that all the time.
And the prices are not bad. Like, the teacher that I want to help, like, two of her items was, like, $8.99. So that's not bad. That's why I said, you know, for those who want to help and want to spend money, you know, spend money and do it as a group, and then everybody's name, you know, put a note card in there to tell the teacher, you know, that we appreciate what she does. And then it says from everybody who donated, you know, if you're part of the 6Live Radio Network, then it'll pay from everybody at 6Live Radio Network. And, you know, and like the person might do that because of social media, you need to add social media. They might do a thank you video and post it to their social media. And then they will say the name of the company that donated. So, like, they donate and they say, oh, thank you from 6Live Radio Network for buying me everything I needed on my whiskers. And now I have what I need to teach the kids. And so when people see the video and they hear who she's thanking, you know, I've never heard of 6Live Radio Network. And they might Google to see what is 6Live Radio Network. And they're not, and this is where it helps because they hear the name, they Google it, and then they say, oh, it's a radio station out of Cleveland, Maryland, and they go check it out. And if they like what the station offers now, you got new listeners from doing something nice with somebody. Because you can do a note card. They'll put a note card in there, like a gift card, where you write a message and say you want to say who it's from.
Okay.
All right, well, everybody do their part to help.
So me and Six will talk more off the air about it, and I will do the search where I will find a teacher that's in the Ohio area that you can help out, and then Six will go, like when he does a show, he will go on there and mention it. And if people want to help out, they can. Because I think PayPal will be good, because I think Amazon, you can pay Amazon through PayPal. So that would be a good way to, if people want to donate to help out, get it to a PayPal. And so this way, the money's sitting in the PayPal, and when you place the order, it's being paid through the PayPal. Everybody's donation is paying for an item. So like I said, the teacher that I want to help, the cheapest item was like $8.99. So that's why I said, like, you donate 10, you can get that $8.99 item for that teacher. And then that's a check, that's an item off the list. Somebody else goes in and does it. That's another item off the list. And depending on how many items the teachers have, if you get enough donation, people sending like $5, $10, you probably will have enough. If you go in and total it up, what's our total of what it's going to cost for her to get all her items. And people send enough donation, you probably be able to cover the whole wish list. That her whole wish list should be covered, you know.
So how are they sending the link? It's through an email.
I'm going to go in teacher's link, and I'm going to see if there's any teachers that's in Ohio that I would send, and I will email it the link. I will email I will email the link. I will tell Sis about it, and I will email him the link, or if he can get people to chip, you know, donate and put it in the PayPal, I can check and see by clicking on the link if Amazon does take PayPal payments, then and whatever her total, the teacher's total is, I can calculate that. So I said, well, the teacher in your area, this is her total of what is it. This is her total. So say like the total is $200. So if you get enough people to donate to get the rounded up to get the 200, then they put it in the PayPal, go to the link, put everything in the basket, and then go to PayPal, and then you connect the PayPal. It'll take the 200. Everything is done. You will get a PayPal will send a notification to let you know that it was paid for. You get a notification about what paid for the items on the Amazon. And they have it where you send a note, what they call it, is like a gift tag, or like note card, and you just write a note to the teacher. Then let her know who's it from. So it will say Big Size Radio Network. It will say his name as the owner of the network. His name, and it will say Big Size Radio Network. His name, Big Size Radio Network. If anybody else donated that's not part of the network but donated, their name will be on the card too. And teacher know, you know, that these are people who helped her with her wish list. And if she would like, you know, she might do like a video thank you to say thank you to Six Eyes Radio Network for helping me with my wish list. And when people hear the name, they will look it up. So if you're using a business name, they will look up your business and say, oh, this person was so nice to help a teacher out. They go look at what your business is. And if it's something that intrigues them, they might, you know, from Six doing this, he might gain new listeners. Or let's just say if Six had an online boutique because he helped out the teacher with her wish list, people might go to his online boutique and start buying items just because he helped the teacher.
All right.
But this is a good, you know, a good thing to do because, you know, these teachers are not thanked enough for educating these kids.
Right. I understand.
All right. Well, I think we got the idea. We don't have to talk about it no more. Hope everybody's been enjoying their summer thus far. Getting out, doing things. I know myself, I had class reunion, a lot of fun. I didn't get to do the tug of war. I wanted to pull people in the mud. I didn't get a chance to do that, but had some pretty good roast beef, though. That was some good roast beef. And Sharon Road, when I tell you it was a challenge eating that salad and that rice before I got that spoon, my God.
Why it was a challenge?
You try eating rice with a fork with your eyes closed and tell me how you do.
I can't imagine.
That's not what I thought you was going to say. I thought you were going to say, like, the rice was hard. That's why I thought.
Oh, no. The rice was good. It was good.
The rice was hard. And then I was like, wait a minute. This is
no, but I tell you something else, though. I tell you something else that was hard. The noodles. those Alfredo noodles yesterday were terrible.
My God.
So we up there eating,
it's
and I'm
crunchy.
Like, okay, why is, you know, that shit was terrible.
Who cooked it?
Huh?
cooked it?
Ask Sharon.
Sharon, who cooked it?
I don't know, but the food was coming from the food bank. And I was telling Charles, as I was smelling them, like, first it smelled good. Then I told him, like, all of a sudden it started smelling burnt because I know food. And lo and behold, when it came out, the noodles was crunchy. And it was dry. I mean,
what is this?
I thought you said it was PG, man. You cursing now.
Well, it's rated R. It's rated R. You can cuss now. It's rated R. You can cuss. What is this?
That's bad. That they would tell you hard noodles.
You can cuss. Go ahead and cuss.
The noodles were hard. That don't mean it was burnt. That means it was it wasn't cooked properly.
No,
it wasn't
burnt, but it was on its way being burnt because the edges was crunchy, and there wasn't enough moisture in the noodles when they heated it up, and they overheated it. That's what they did.
Yeah, it was terrible.
All right, but I enjoy talking to you. What is your name again, ma'am?
They call me Rose.
Rose?
No, Rose.
Rose? Oh, okay. Hey, well, I'm about to get off now. I'm about to sign off.
Yeah, you got to get some sleep. You got to be ready for tomorrow.
You
got to be ready for tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's Betty Bye.
All right.
Betty Bye time.
Well, thanks for calling, Charles.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. All right,
have a good night.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
So that was Sharon, everyone, educator, 30 years plus. So we want to thank her for her contribution to the educational process of educating our youth. All right.
But how would they, knowing your situation,
sound like you're in the tunnel?
Why would they give you a fork to eat the rice?
Sound like you're in the tunnel.
No, I was saying, knowing your situation, where you was at, why would they give you a fork to eat the rice? They should have gave you a spoon. That would have been better.
Yeah, I got a spoon later. After they saw me struggling, they gave me a spoon later. Yeah. So.
I would have gave you both. I would have gave you the fork so you can pick up the meat with the fork.
Uh-huh.
Spoon so you can eat the rice. That would have made more sense than just giving you a fork.
Yeah.
And what was
I don't know.
Did they give you any salad dressing?
Yeah. Yeah, Italian. Ooh, yeah.
They need to do better then.
Hmm?
They should have did better.
Yeah.
How many people were there?
Quite a bit. I didn't count everybody. It was a nice crowd. Nice crowd.
Well, let's see how much time we got left. We have 23 minutes left in the show. I think we should end it early, but we at Rose Garden Radio and Six Sides Radio Network, we are going to help
a teacher so they can have the supplies they need for this new school year. No matter what grade they teach, we're going to help a teacher. So if you want to participate in helping a teacher with us, you can make a donation to either I or Six Eyes. Do you have a PayPal?
You talking to me? Do I have a PayPal? Yeah.
So we will. So if you want to make a donation to help a teacher out for this school year, I am helping out a teacher that is located in New Jersey, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I'm going to help her get the items she needs so she can teach the kids this new school year that is starting in September. And I looked at her list. I think she had maybe about no more than 8 items on her list. So if you want to help out, you can send. And the cheapest thing that is on her list was like $8.99. But it's just like $10. And make sure when you go to the PayPal, there's a note section so that when you're sending, the donation in the note section, you want to write the Help a Teacher Initiative, because if you just send a donation without letting us know that you're sending it to help a teacher, we're going to be like, where's this money coming from? Because you didn't fill out a note to let us know. So when you go to the PayPal, Six is going to give his PayPal. I'm going to give my PayPal. And in the note section, you're going to write, Help a Teacher Initiative. Yep. And we will go live on air again to let you know that we brought the items. And if you want to continue to help, we will go through. We'll help another teacher. Once we finish one teacher, we'll continue and help another teacher. So if you want to do more than $5 to $10, then we can split it up, and you'll do one teacher, and then split whatever the amount is that it's getting the PayPal, I get in the PayPal between two teachers. So we're not just helping one, we'll be helping two teachers.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, God bless. I love y'all. Make sure you join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Tomorrow, join me at 1 p.m. Eastern as I interview Sharon, educator. The number is 515-605-9340. Good night. Good night, good night, good night. Good night, Road.
Good night.
All right, go to bed.
Peace, one love. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I think we're going to have more, you know what? We're going to have more educators on with us to have them share how long they've been an educator, why they became an educator. And if they're still an educator and they have a wish list, then they can give you their wish list information and you can go help them out. So I think we'll go live again, and we'll probably see if we can get another educator on, and they could, you know, share their story. So, I appreciate you all, as always, for tuning in. Next show I have for you is the Indie Experience. Ain't nothing but the best in indie music. And the next promotion of this show is on the third Wednesday of the month, which I think is, I don't have my calendar. It is the, it is the 16th. The next promotion of the show is on the 16th. At that 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as a youth entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to promote, including the teacher, can call in on that day and share their wish list, their wish list, so that you can get your wish list fulfilled before the new school year starts. You can call in and share it. It'll go to wherever you got your wish list and buy an item so you can have it before the new school year starts. Now, anybody can promote as long as it's something promotable. The number to call in to participate in that show is 845-79356. That's 845-277-9356. Press the one, let me know you want to go live, and I will open your mic and you can share your story. If there's any businesses out there that want to join with me and Six in the Help a Teacher initiative, you can go to RollToStardom.net and contact me through there. And I will give you all the info you need so that you can join us in helping the teacher. And when the teacher gets us
prepared, all right,
we will attach a note with the items to let the teacher know who the items came from. And then if she wants to, because she might do a video thank you. And, you know, it's another way to get your business name out there to people who probably never heard of your business. So if you are a business, you want to be a part of it. I will be making posts for both stations on social media, and Six will be tagging it. So you will be able to see it on his page as well as my page through all the social media pages. And you want to make the donation. If you're a teacher and you see the post, you can put your, if you're in our area, meaning if you're in New Jersey, New York area, or the Cleveland, Ohio area, and you're a teacher and you need help with a wish list, if you see the post, you can put your name and your wish list, your name and your wish list link in the comment section, and we will help you out. If you go to paypal.me/RoadToStardom, you go to paypal.me/RoadToStardom. You can send a donation there. Make sure in the notes section you put the Help a Teacher initiative. Yep. The Help a Teacher initiative. And so the cheapest, like I said, the cheapest item on a teacher's wish list was like $8.99. So I would say I would say $10. And we will add your name to the list when we send, when the items get sent off. We will add your name to the list. You know, so if the teacher wanted to make a thank you video or anything, say thank you to us for buying something off their wish list, you know, you will get included in that thank you. All right. So all my Indians out there, the one thing you can play right here in the station. Hey guys, this is goodboxradio.com/roadtostardom. I mean, my bad. If you want your music played on the station, I am giving you the wrong info. Because I'm thinking about the Help a Teacher initiative, and I'm out here giving wrong info on if you want to get your music played. You're going to go to roadtostardom.net in the contact. Go into the contact, that section, you know, putting your information. You can call 201-399-0014, and I will tell you how to get your music played. If you missed any show, give them back Road to Stardom Radio. Or you got to go to roadtostardom.com/Road to Stardom. Once again, I appreciate you. I'm going to say peace, one love, bye-bye now.